Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Archon Daf Dalad, Archon 4. Back in our Mishnah on Daf Beis, Amud Aleph, our Mishnah had said, Hakol Ma'arichin, everybody is able to obligate themselves by saying, Erech Poni Alai, the following person's value is upon me, and then they have to donate it to the temple. And says our Mishnah, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. This includes Kohanim, Levites, and Israelites, meaning to say not only Israelim, but also Kohanim and Levim. So the Gemara says, well, Pshita, this is obvious that everybody is capable of being Marach. Everybody is capable of saying this expression of Erech Alai or Erech Alai. So Amar Rabba, Rabba explains, why do we need our Mishnah to emphasize that Kohanim are also capable of saying this phrase Erech Poni Alai and obligating themselves? So Lo Nitzricha Ela Ben Buchri. Rabba says that our Mishnah is needed to teach us this because we might have thought that it is not the case because of an opinion of Ben Buchri. That what is Ben Buchri's position? The Tanam, because we learn in the Mishnah in Shkolim, chapter 1, Mishnah 4, with respect to the half shekel that everybody from the Jewish people is obligated to donate once a year. And from this money that everybody gives once a year, this half shekel, they would acquire the communal offerings throughout the year that were used for the temple. And so what was the position of Ben Buchri? Because we learned that from these offerings, that from this half shekel, says Rabbi Yehuda, Hayed Ben Buchri B'Yavna, that Ben Buchri taught when the sages gathered in Yavna that even though the Kohanim, according to Ben Buchri, are not obligated to give this half shekel, because it says in Exodus chapter 30, verse 13, Kol ha'over al ha'pekudim, whoever is counted, and whoever walked before Moshe to count, when the children of Israel counted, and the tribe of Levi did not actually walk before Moshe, but rather Moshe walked to their tents and counted, as Rashi explains in Numbers chapter 3, verse 16. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda said that Ben Buchri taught that the Kohanim are not obligated to give the half shekel. So comes along Ben Buchri and says, Kol kohen sheshokel eino chote, that if the Kohen would give the money, they would not be sitting. That we would not think that that as a result of the fact that they're not obligated to give the money, if they gave the money, it would be equivalent to bringing chulin, between bringing non-sacred food, animal into the temple. So therefore, this teaching of Hakol Ma'arichin, including Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, is to tell us that it's not like the position of Ben Buchri. But before the Gemara was going to elaborate on that, before the Gemara elaborates on that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no, that's not the case. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to Ben Buchri, when he taught this Mishnah in Yavne, he says, that's not true. Ela kol kohen she'enu shokel chote. He says, you have it backwards. Not only do we not say that any Kohen who donates is not sinning, but rather we say the opposite. Any Kohen who does not donate the half shekel is in fact sinning, because it says with respect to the machatzis shekel, zeh yitnu, and zeh, as the Gemara in Yerushalmi Shkolim explains, zeh has the gematria, has a numerical value of 12, to tell us that each of the 12 tribes is obligated to give money, including the tribe of Levi. And that which it states, kol ver, the intent is not to say that whoever was counted with the Israelites, but rather whoever crossed the Yamsuf, whoever crossed the sea, is obligated to give a half shekel. And so we see from here that says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that whoever does not include any coin that does not give the half shekel is indeed sinning. So what was the fact? Explains Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sha Kohanim Dorshin Mikra Zel Atzman. The Kohanim really just expounded this verse for themselves, meaning to say that the Kohanim were the ones who thought that they could be exempt from giving the shekel. They gave a drasha for themselves. They were no gaya bedavar. They actually were related to the matter, because they expounded that they're not supposed to give, but that's like saying they don't have to give charity. They should have asked other people to teach them. And what did the Kohanim say? It says the verse in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 16, Kol minchas kohen kolil tiyelo teyachel, that every mincha offering that a kohen brings is supposed to be entirely burnt. Ho of omer shtei lechem lechem apano shalonu heim. And so the Kohanim said to themselves, well, since we have, if we're going to be giving this money this towards the communal offerings, then it'll be the case that the omer and the two loaves of bread and the lechem aponim for shvuas, that they're ours. And so if that's the case, hechem nechon. Well, if that's the case, how are we able to be burnt? Because if it's our grain offering, how are they able to be eaten? Because if it's our grain offering, it has to be entirely burnt. And so therefore, the Kohanim said, we shouldn't give to the half shekel. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying, no, they're making a mistake. They're supposed to give because they were over apikud. And they were all, and Zeh Yitnu, and Zeh includes the position that all the 12 tribes have to give. And according to, so the Gemara then asked the question, according to Ben Bukhari, since if they weren't required to give, how are they able to give? And so the Gemara has an answer to Maisu Mazarot Zibor, that the Kohen who wanted to give would bring the Shkolim and give them as a gift to the community. And so that was a special way they were able to give. But Ben Bukhari's position is rejected by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He says, no, indeed the Kohanim are obligated to give. And we see from here that even though the Kohanim were involved in the teachings of Torah and involved in the service of the community, they were also obligated to give charity to the communal offerings. And my Rebbe, Rabbi Weiss, told me that Rabbi Soloveitchik told him that when it comes to raising money for the synagogue where the person is the rabbi should be the first to give tzedakah to his community. The rabbi needs to be the first to give the tzedakah. And we see from here that that Rabbi Soloveitchik was in line with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's position that the Kohanim must give the charity. They shouldn't say that we're exempt from the half shekel.